AOL buys the Huffington Post. Stay tuned for UNnews. February 2011, San Francisco. AOL has agreed to buy the Huffington Post for $315 million. It's a bold bet on the future of online media by a company losing readers faster than the New York Times, and a bet that fans of Arianna Huffington and her anti-corporate essays will continue to read them after they start to reflect the view of a corporate board of directors. AOL at one point was an internet giant, convincing 28 million people to let its ponderous software take over their computers. They took their phones off the hook while they surfed the web, because the only reason they used the phone is to call AOL to cancel the service, and no one ever answered. Around 2005, the company changed its focus to being an internet destination and has been grappling ever since over the question of why one would ever visit it. Ms. Huffington has changed her own focus repeatedly, from an outspoken conservative in the 1990s to an outspoken liberal today, as her divorce decree with Congressman Michael Huffington gave him custody of his ideology, to which Arianna doesn't even have visitation rights. Arianna expressed confidence in the merger in the usual way by blogging, a blog which breezed through AOL's public relations bureaucracy, mostly because it focuses on what appetizers were served at the various business meetings. Quote, "We'll be creating a company with enormous impact, darling," unquote, she blogged, a prediction eerily similar to the one AOL gave investors the last time it reinvented itself. On News executive editor Morris Greeley called it, quote, "a red-letter day for online media, and a ray of hope for other outlets that have all the ingredients for success, except compelling content." This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.